This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, Daily Show Ears Edition listeners. This is Sarah Hamblin, segment director for The Daily Show, and I'm here with one of the newest members of The Daily Show news team, Grace Kuhlenschmidt. Welcome, Grace.
Hey, thanks.
Yay. Welcome to the family.
The studio audience is going wild right now.
You can't hear them, but they are losing it. The rat that lives in the corner of our building is absolutely dying. In a glue trap. Grace, did you ever imagine that your Daily Show debut would be debating with Michael Costa about whether you should take $500,000 or have lunch with Jay-Z?
It's crazy. I've always had this vision that it would be that. No, I definitely not. But I was like so thrilled. And working with Costa for my first piece was like really, really fun. He is like actually unbelievably kind. And made me feel so comfortable, and I felt really, really grateful.
Would you also take the money?
No way. You definitely have lunch with Jay-Z. Look at his list of accomplishments. He married Beyonce. He dated Beyonce. He probably has Beyonce's phone number. So yeah, definitely lunch. Screw the 500 grand. I'd pay that much to have Beyonce spit on me.
Yeah. Yeah, of course we'd all pay half a mil for Beyonce to spit on us, but that's not the question, Grace. Between Jay-Z or half a million, you gotta take the money.
So what was your first day at The Daily Show like? Like, what were you, did you have an expectation of what The Daily Show office was gonna be like, or were there things that surprised you?
Yeah, I mean, I spend very little time in offices, just like by trade. So I immediately clocked the free soda. I immediately clocked free snacks. And I thought I could really find a home here.
So when you walked in, you were like, this is just like an episode of The Office. You guys, look at your cute desks.
Well, even like just having a conference room with like glass windows and doors around it, I was like, this is like so cool. And like everyone's off. I truly spend no time in an office ever. So I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
But then my first day, like, on set, like, the first day I walked onto the actual set, I was like, this is unreal. It's so just, like, detailed and beautiful, and all the lights are, like, dope. And, like, there's so much equipment. And also, there are so many more people who work here than I could have ever imagined. It's really cool.
Yeah. I'm curious, did you seek out advice from any current or former correspondents for the show?
I really kind of went in blind, but I do that with most things in my life, honestly. Like, I don't think about the future too much. I kind of just, I'm very go with the flow.
Mm, you got to stay in the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, I did talk to Ronnie the other day, and he was like, oh, I got to call Grace, because I think when he started, John Oliver gave him a whole speech.
Yeah.
So he's been trying with, like, new correspondents to give them a whole speech.
He's okay,
like,
that's
I
cute.
Did it for Troy, but I haven't done it for
you
Grace
know,
yet.
Roy did send me an email.
Oh.
Yeah. It was really sweet.
Can you give me, like, a highlight? I mean, obviously, Cone of Silence, but...
Yeah, I'm, like, for some reason, I'm, like, I kind of think I can't say the, like, coolest thing about it, but it is, like... notes from past correspondents and like tips.
Oh, that's really nice.
And Roy had like unreal advice.
Yeah.
I felt like I was like reading like a constitution. It was really cool.
That's really sweet. Yeah. Okay, so before seeing Grace on The Daily Show, you probably saw Grace's viral sketch videos on Instagram and TikTok. Grace, how would you describe your brand of comedy and the types of content you make?
I guess very character-based. I mean, I think I'm, like, goofy first. Like, I do think all my stuff is, like, very silly. I don't take myself too seriously. I don't take my comedy too seriously. I'm typically not trying to make a, like, political statement with any of my stuff. But also I do think, like, any of my stuff will reflect, like, my views and how I see the world. But, yeah, I mean, definitely character-based. This is, like, a funny job, too, because it's, like, the first time I'm ever playing myself. And, you know, to a certain degree. And so that's been, like, a really fun adjustment, too.
Yeah, I remember when they told us that you were going to be starting on the show, and I went and watched a bunch of your, like, videos, and yeah. I was like, oh, my God, this girl is so funny. Like, I think one thing we were trying to figure out with, like, doing your first field piece was, you know, like when Costa came in, it's just you see him and you're like, yeah, news guy.
Totally.
But you are not like fake journalists. So, right. Like, what's your voice going to be? So then, yeah, with the piece we did together, I was like, oh, you're just so, you do this like lifestyle influencer thing really well in some of your videos. And I was like, that would be a really fun character to put with this guy who's living this like outrageous lifestyle.
It was really fun. Working with Josh Spodek was so fun because we are definitely completely opposite people. But, like, there was, like, a huge mutual respect. Like, I think what he's doing is unbelievably cool. So it was really fun.
So, yeah, we got to do your first field piece. I got to direct you in your first field piece about living off the grid in Manhattan, where you sat down with astrophysicist and NYU professor Joshua Spodek, who's been living without electricity for over a year now.
So what is your problem with electricity? Did it kill your family? Or did it? Because I'm now realizing that's kind of something that could happen.
I do use electricity. I have my solar panels that I take up to the roof and charge the battery, but that's it. I try to minimize my footprint as much as I can.
Now, what exactly is electricity? And I know the basics. It's the stuff that's in the air.
Electricity actually is very complicated.
When people think it's simple, I'm like, are you dumb?
In one sense, it's simple in that it just works, because that's how it works, like gravity.
Gravity.
So we've learned to control this power through wires and batteries and things like that. So almost always you're going to be polluting.
You're going to be polluting.
And I don't want to pollute.
I'm curious, too, like, as we were working on the piece and getting closer to shooting it, like, how are you kind of balancing celebrating what he's doing and then also, like, poking fun?
You know, it did feel hard at times. My biggest thing was making sure that he didn't feel made fun of. And because I think, like, to the audience, hopefully it's clear I'm not making fun of him. And so I wanted to make sure it was clear to him. You know, like, so much of, like, sarcasm and satire can, like, kind of border on, like, making fun. And that's not something I've ever done. If anything, my comedy is making fun of myself.
Yeah. It was funny, too, because you guys both have this, like, earnestness, but he is just such a straight man and so, so serious. He's, like, a scientist. Yeah. And then that just, like, you playing this, like, person who doesn't understand anything was so fun with him, because he was so patient with you and explaining everything.
He kind of was like the perfect, like, I did improv for so many years, and you know, improv can be so many things, but it is like a common thing for there to be like a goofy character and a straight man. And so he did like fit that bill perfectly, because every time he was just like, it was like an alley-oop, he just dunked it right in where I would like say something absolutely ridiculous and he would respond with sure, you know, and it's like, it is a good punchline. So and I do think he is funny, and I do, like, I think he knew what the joke was all along, too. Like, he's obviously smart. There was so much, like, cut, too. Like, we had a full bit, obviously, at Precycle with Katarina, who's the owner of Precycle, which, by the way, is, like, a really cool store. I had a blast in there. And they have a, there's another one that just opened, I think, over the summer. And it's just like one of those stores you could spend like 30 minutes just looking at things. But yeah, we had like a whole interview with her that we didn't really use much of. But like there were some really funny bits in that too.
And then there was the bit in Times Square trying to get people to eat the stew that you made, the raw stew.
Yeah. I like, did I try that stew? I can't even remember.
Oh, I wanted, that's what I wanted to ask you too, because I feel like in the segment, we see you make a face when you try the kombucha.
Yeah.
And I felt like, I mean, I also tried the kombucha and I felt like, I remember Josh talking a lot about, because he had been living this lifestyle for so long, he couldn't even eat like a piece of candy would be like poison him, and his taste buds had completely changed. But to me, that kombucha, it was like drinking like vinegar. Like I just, I need sugar. The Skittles thing was not fake.
That's like one of the less good juices I've had in my life, but not the worst.
Yeah, so the fruit has sugar.
And then sugar, that's what it's missing. Okay.
I think there are places where Skittles were taken off the market for being so unhealthy.
That's so effed up, dude. Mm.
I want to just come back to like TikTok and social media. Yeah. And I remember when we talked a little bit about how getting on TikTok really changed things for you as a comedian. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So I almost wish I had like the stats of like how my career started written down somewhere, but I don't. But before the pandemic, I probably had like 3,000 followers on Twitter. So like small, but like honestly, it felt big to me. That's how my career started, was like fully on Twitter. I probably got like 30,000 followers before I ever started posting on Instagram. And then I had my first manager, Kathleen, she was like, you need to post on TikTok. And I was like, I do not want to. I don't know why. I mean, frankly, it was probably some of the best advice I've ever gotten. And I think now it is just like, if you want to be in this career, like you do just have to say yes to these things, or you have to accept the fact that you're not going to go viral, you know? When I was posting on TikTok, it was like June of 2020 was when I first started posting on there. So I was like happily unemployed because I hated the restaurant I was working at before the pandemic. And I was like, oh my God, I can make videos all day long. And so I was making like 3 videos a day. Now I do not have that stamina, but I'm like so glad that I like saw an opportunity and like went for it. And also, like I kind of said earlier, like I didn't like anticipate anything happening. I was living in Chicago and I like was doing comedy, but Chicago is like such a weird comedy place because there's no industry there. You know, I was doing shows every night for like 5 people, and those 5 people were like also performers.
I'm interested to know, like, so much of the work that you do on social media is kind of about making fun of social media, making fun of content creation, which is really fun. So how do you balance using your platform as a space for comedy while also, you know, doing that social commentary about social media usage?
I mean, it's incredibly hypocritical, and I just have to embrace that. You know, like, I'm in my 20s, like, on TikTok. Like, I just have to take it at face value. And, yeah, I mean, I'm, like, working towards my hour of stand-up right now. It has been, like, so fun thinking, like, more long-term about a stand-up hour. So I have this, like, 10-minute bit right now that I, like, literally hired a cinematographer to help me do. And it's, like, a video. And I'm just, like, parodying a, like, influencer, like my day in the life as an influencer in New York City. And I mean, it's goofy because half the things are kind of true for me as well. You know, so it's like I can make fun of an influencer getting a brand deal, but it's like I've also done many a brand deals. So, and I think maybe as part of that is just being self-aware of like how privileged any angle of like influencership is. And being able to make fun of yourself, too.
Yeah. Well, you have such an earnestness about it that it never feels mean. It just feels really, like, accurate.
Right.
But it doesn't feel like you're, like, punching down or like.
Oh, no, it's definitely
that's
not.
What's so interesting, I feel like, about your comedy.
Yeah. And also, like, I am basic at the end of the day, too. Like, I can make fun of influencers, but at 10 p.m., when I need my brain to shut off, I'm on a YouTube channel watching an influencer. So, what are you gonna do, guys? I'm just trying to live my life.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I remember seeing your Daily Show audition. You showed it to me and it was so funny. Like, what was that audition process like? And what do you think it was about your audition that got you the job? Or maybe you got some feedback where they were like, we loved this.
Yeah, it really was. So, I mean, it was like basically an entire year ago. I was asked to like basically write my own like 1 to 2 minute segment. So I wrote this like really stupid segment about how I was at the Spy Museum in D.C. and I just needed like a few more bucks to get some more like freeze-dried ice cream. I rewatched it with you. I've rewatched it since then too. And I'm like, I do just think I was having so much fun making that. I thought it was so silly. And I think that is probably the like piece of advice that I tell myself with all of my comedy is like, I don't need to be trying to make other people laugh. Like, I do just need to be making myself laugh, because once I'm trying to make some random person with a completely different perspective of mine laugh, it's not going to work. And it's not going to feel authentic. So I felt really good about that audition, but I felt good about it in the way that I was like, this is funny, and not in a way of I'm going to get this job. It felt like unattainable and absolutely random to me. So getting like meeting with, you know, producers here was like, what the hell is happening? But now I'm like, this is so cool. I feel so lucky to be here and like just, yeah, excited to like bring in a new voice and bring in like my own spin on things. And also I love like collaboration. That's something that I don't get to do online. You know, I'm just like writing, directing, filming my own stuff. And so that's something that's been really cool.
Yeah.
Like working with you on that piece, like, we worked on it for so long. I feel like we both like had to adapt to so many new things, and like I learned an unbelievable amount, and it was really fun.
Yeah, that was so much fun. Yeah. Like coming in and doing like all those joke meetings and getting to bring the writers in. And,
I know. Like, that's some of my favorite part is working with the writers too. Like, it's so fun.
Do you feel like coming here and being able to bring that queer perspective to field pieces or what stories you cover, chats, are there certain subjects you're excited to go into?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like game to do anything gay, obviously. What if I was like, I really like don't want to be pigeonholed? No, I love being gay. Well, I'll just say that like my favorite comedians, like I could name 10 comedians right now who are my favorite. I think every single one of them is queer. I'm biased, I guess, but I also think like being in comedy, there's something about it where it's like you're not explicitly trying to be political, but it always is. And I think being gay has a huge factor to that too. I could put something up and no one knows I'm gay, but like I see that like I have a like queer perspective in everything that I do.
Yeah, I feel like also a lot of the characters you do in your TikTok and, you know, other videos are these like heterosexual stereotypes. Yeah. Can you talk about like playing with that?
Definitely.
Or just like the comedy of heterosexuality, which feels
totally
like something a little bit newer to make fun of.
Sure, which is fair. And I think it's like reminds me of like how silly like the low blows are for like gay characters in TV for the past like however many years, where it's just like, oh, you gave this like gay character one personality trait. And I'm like, why don't we do that? That's fine, actually. Let's do that. We can keep that. And let's also do that to straight people. Also, it's like I was closeted for so long, and not in a sad way, honestly. I was like so high in high school that I didn't know I was gay. But it's like I think it's so easy to, it should be easy to make fun of heterosexuality. It should be easy to make fun of homosexuality. None of it needs to be like punching down. I just think there's like obvious things about people culturally that like we can all agree are funny. And also like none of that needs to be a generalization. Like if I'm making fun of like heterosexuality, I'm making fun of one very specific type of annoying person in the same way that if I'm making fun of homosexuality, I'd be making fun of one very specific annoying gay person.
Yes, yes. You have this, I'm trying to remember this one video you have as like the lesbian girl drama video and the woman who's just like going on this like rant about what's going on in her circle and like, if you knew, and that was one of my favorites.
Oh, thanks. So basically everybody's been wondering what I know, and it's a lot. Now, if y'all are wondering, do I know these girls? Yeah, I know them actually very well. Do I know them personally? No, but we hang out in the exact same circles. I'm just outside of that circle. I made so many videos at one point, like in 2020, that people will like say to me all the time, oh, my favorite video of yours. And I'm like, I think I did that.
I don't think anyone can remember anything about 2020.
That is a good point.
Like, try making sourdough bread.
You can't. Exactly.
Do you have thoughts on, you know, you're talking about playing yourself as your like Daily Show character, but do you have ideas on how you want to build that persona as, you know, the Daily Show Grace Kulenschmidt? Make the character your own?
I think every year that I've been doing comedy, which like kind of is since maybe like 2015, because I started doing comedy in college and then I moved to Chicago for 3 years. Yeah, like I do think like my comedic voice changes and gets more like refined every year. I also think in every segment that I've done here, like I've gained more confidence, like truly in a way that's like kind of shocking. Like my first segment, like live segment, I did feel like honestly really confident, but I, in a way that like was felt really cool and empowering. But then like the second one, I was like, oh my God, I'm like twice as confident this time than I was last time. And that has kept growing. And also, I think, like, working with the writers here has been, like, really inspiring and really fun. So I'm kind of excited to see how my comedic voice, you know, evolves as well, like, through this show, which I think it does with any job that I take.
I know one thing, like, just working with you as a director, you know, a lot of the correspondents that we work with come from like an improv background or a stand-up background, but I think because you come from this social media background, you have such a command of like reactions,
sure,
and such an ability to do so much with your facial expressions.
Fair, yeah.
And you know, do you feel like there are certain like superpowers that you've gotten from doing so many videos for social media, seeing what does well, what doesn't do well, what people react to?
I mean, I do think it is a combination of like my social media background, but also like I did improv for so long and I did it like an insane amount. In 2019, I was doing improv like 5 nights a week and it was like my life. In improv, you have like one split second to make a decision. So that's like a really interesting way of like, which I guess I have used with like man on the street stuff. I've learned through both improv and social media to like trust my gut first and foremost. And I think that my brain honestly is going the fastest, is like at its highest capacity when I'm like acting. And every other time of the day, it's going at a truly glacial pace.
You're just saving it up.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going into an election year, so it's going to be like a lot of political stories. Are there any 2024 election stories or races or, you know, sort of even bigger ideas about politics in America that you're interested in exploring? Want to go to a Trump rally?
God. I don't know if I'm like, I think I'd be truly scared. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. I've obviously been at Pride so many times that I've been around like super fucking crazy protesters whom are scary. I also like, okay, went to a liberal arts school. Now I live in Brooklyn. And so it's like, I am in a like total, and in this industry, a total liberal bubble. So I think it would be interesting. And I'm just like so curious to see what's going to happen election-wise. I mean, like, I can make a guess what I think is going to happen, but I think it's going to be like a crazy year. We'll see. I mean, I'm excited to like make fun of every single politician. So many of them are dumb. Oh, and I'm God, not saying I'm smart. I'm just saying they're dumb.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, yeah, we should do something about, like, the Don't Say Gay bill stuff in Florida. Because that is so wild.
It's truly ridiculous. There are absolutely, like, bigger things to worry about.
Yeah, like a teacher could get fired for having, like, a picture of their partner on their desk.
Right? But then they also need to carry a gun, so that's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. As they're doing their, like, active shooter drill, hiding in the safe room.
It's horrible.
That
truly
used to be the art closet.
Yeah. It's a horrible time to be alive, and yet we just have to enjoy it and see what happens.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I guess maybe, like, same question back at you. Like, what do you want to focus on in the next year? Like, what is, like, feeling, what are you compelled to bring in to the show?
Oh, yeah, for 2024. I mean, I feel like reproductive rights are such a huge issue.
Totally.
Like, thinking about what just happened with that poor woman in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a mom, and, you know, it's, I can't imagine going through that kind of heartbreak where you're so excited to have a baby and you find out it's not viable. And, you know, you have politicians who are saying, like, no, you need to carry this baby to term and give birth to it. And you could not be able to have another child because they're being forced. Mm-hmm. So it's just like crazy, barbaric stuff that's happening in our country. Of course, with reproductive rights, those stories are really hard to cover because they're so depressing. Like, Sam B had a great segment on The Daily Show years ago where it was like she just kept holding or meeting different cute animals because the story was so depressing. So it was just this like escalation of her like going to the zoo and holding a sloth because she just, the more information she got. So it's, yeah, it's kind of finding those games and those ways to take, you know, these stories that are really depressing about the state of our country and democracy and like how do we find a way through that gets people thinking about that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and again, with like, I was so happy we got to do an environmental story. I'm always trying to get any kind of environmental story on the show because I'm
Very passionate. The Daily Show doesn't believe in climate change.
Yes. I'm like, guys, hello. Can't believe you asked me a question. Crazy. Usually nobody asks me questions except like, how's my light?
Well, this was fun. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome to the show. It's so exciting you're here.
I am excited and excited to work with you again, too.
Yes.
It'll be fun.
Well, thanks so much for joining me and Grace. And thanks for listening to The Daily Show Ears Edition.
Bye.
Bye.
Explore more shows from The Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount+.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.